and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3. It is 3:33. That's that Larry Bird thing. Every time I see 33, there it is, Jeremy. It's back.
It is.
Yeah, it's like a phobia. I need to get rid of that thing from my head.
I don't know why you keep talking about
Larry Bird. Gotta love him. All right, we are going to the phone line now, and we've got Bruce Hooley from The Fan in Columbus, Ohio. And Bruce, you know, Jeremy produces this show and tells me what we're doing, and I'm trying to figure out why we've got you on today. Is there something big going on?
You know, the Buckeyes are number one seed there in the Big Ten tournament. I know the Illini Nation's looking forward to a Saturday afternoon rematch. So what do you want to talk about? Aaron Kraft, Dimitri McCamey? What do you want to go with?
Well, I could talk to you about Aaron Kraft for about 20 minutes.
I love that guy.
But, Bruce, obviously Jim Tressel with the press conference tomorrow. What did you take from that? I found the whole thing a little odd.
You did, huh? I mean, I thought that was a press conference where they were going to admit violations and sort of sanctioned Jim Tressel, and it turned into a pep rally and a tribute to his integrity and character. I mean, I'd love it if my bosses would talk about me when I do a good job, like they talk about him when he cheats. You know,
exactly.
So that one was wild. I thought the only honest statement the whole night was when the president of the university said that he hopes Jim Tressel doesn't dismiss him. I think that was probably the only time we really got the true honest thoughts of anybody there at the podium.
So the football coach at Ohio State has a higher seniority than the president, I guess. That's what I found out about the whole thing.
Well, he's won more Rose Bowls and he's beat Michigan more often.
That
gives you all the cachet you need in Columbus.
Well, that is a crazy thing, and to have it come down and you know, Bruce, I would just like your opinion. I mean, we respect your opinion and what you say. Obviously, you do a heck of a job with your show. I would just like your opinion on this, Bruce. What did you think when this all came out?
Well, because Jim Tressel's a master of spin and because he has a blind following here that doesn't want to hear about the fact that he had the exact same sort of NCAA violations at Youngstown State and that he's had Maurice Claret, Troy Smith, and Terrell Pryor, the three most crucial players to his success at Ohio State, break NCAA rules, I thought he'd spin it in such a way that he'd come out of it a hero. Instead, at times, even somebody as artful at spin and maneuvering as Jim Tressel is cast in a situation where he's left to defend the indefensible, and that was the situation last night. When you know in April that your players are mixed up in some really bad stuff with a really bad dude, and you sit on it and don't say anything about it, and you sign a waiver from the NCAA in September that you have disclosed all knowledge of any and all NCAA violations, when you're asked in December by your school if you know anything about your players being mixed up with this guy who's been caught in an FBI raid, and you say no, and when you're asked after the players are interviewed by OSU if you've ever heard anything about this, and you say no, and you still don't come forward in January, and the school has to find the emails in your inbox to come and ask you what's going on, you don't really have a whole lot to stand on there, except you do have your athletic director and your president to swoop into the rescue and tell everybody what a great guy you are and that you feed the children and visit the troops in Iraq. And so they're going to stand by you and know you'll be their coach going forward.
We're talking with Bruce Hooley from The Fan in Columbus about Jim Tressel, the two-game suspension, and just his press conference yesterday. And Bruce, I mean, we watched that press conference, and Jim Tressel just has this persona as he's, you know, this great guy, like you were talking about, how they perpetuate this. And now it seems like he's lumped in with Bruce Pearl, who's thought of as one of the slimiest guys in college athletics. I mean, should we be surprised by all this, and what's kind of the fan reaction down there?
I'm not surprised by it. I mean, I've known this for a long time, but nobody else wanted to buy it. Everybody wants to look away. I mean, your record is your record, whether it's against ranked teams or whether it's with the NCAA. You know, if John Calipari had three major violations cases in 10 years, we all know what his reputation is. Jim Tressel's had three major rules violations at Ohio State in 10 years, not just with some dope on the end of his bench, but with the guy who won him a national championship in 2002, with the guy who got him to the national championship game in 2006, Troy Smith, the Heisman Trophy winner, and with Terrell Pryor, who for some strange reason he is all in with, despite numerous red flags and warnings that this kid is trouble. So I'm not the least bit surprised by this. I am shocked, however, in one regard, that the master has been caught with his hand in the cookie jar. I never thought they'd catch him, but even Capone went away for money or for tax evasion. So I guess, you know, maybe sometimes your hubris gets away with you and you think you can sit on stuff and you're bigger than the university, and heaven knows he wouldn't have gotten a different idea than that from listening to his president talk about him. But, yeah, I'm shocked he got caught. I'm not shocked he did it.
Well, Bruce Hooley from The Fan, you sound angry about this, and you know, you seem to have a firm opinion on this. What's the fan reaction right now in Columbus?
Well, a fan reaction from people who hold an Ohio State diploma like me is decidedly different than the fan reaction among people who just gain their identity and their sense of purpose and feel good about whether or not the Buckeyes win.
Right.
Now, if you're from Columbus and you just love it that they beat Michigan and you love it that they go to BCS bowl games, well, that's fine and dandy. I get why that lends a little bit of quality of life to you. But if you went to the university and you go out and about in this country and you happen to tell people that you went to Ohio State University and you hear them laugh or you hear them make a joke about Maurice Claret or you hear them make a joke about Art Schleister, and Art had nothing to do with Tress, of course, but it's just indicative of the reputation that Ohio State has. You know, you get a little bit tired of that. I think everybody's proud of where they went to school. You invested 4 years to get your degree.
Sure.
I think a football program can enhance the reputation of a university, but it can't enhance it to the degree that it can damage it when the football program is rogue and out of control. And my diploma means more to me than a stupid football game. I mean, I like to win, but
Yeah. Give
me Christmas, guys. I mean, where are our priorities here?
Good point, Bruce. And you can tell from Bruce as a fan, and he's upset about this, and with good reason. So, Bruce, I guess my next question is this: 2-game suspension, $250,000. Of course, this is handed down by Ohio State, not the NCAA. In the end, and I know, Bruce, this isn't fair to you because you're not there in the room. In the end, what do you think will end up happening through this?
Well, I kind of think it depends on they'll spin the wheel, and if it comes up on, you know, lax and slap on the wrist, that's what he'll get. Or if it comes up on crackdown and harsh, that's what he'll get. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason to what these guys in Indianapolis are doing these days. And the SEC, who the Big Ten people love to ding as being, you know, an outlaw conference, at least their league president stepped up and gave Bruce Pearl an 8-game suspension, a half a league season, for lying to the NCAA once. And, oh, by the way, Bruce Pearl called the NCAA back and said, hey, I made a mistake. I lied to you. I got to set the record straight. He didn't play 6 ineligible players an entire football season.
Wow.
He didn't have a NCAA scandal in December and sit there and fight for the eligibility of his players to play in the Sugar Bowl. I mean, this is a joke, fellas. Wow. I mean, I can't believe this guy's allowed to coach anymore. I'd sit him down until the NCAA thing was adjudicated, and I don't think they could fire him because their lawyers are so incompetent at writing a contract that they ended up owing Jim O'Brien money when they fired him for paying a recruit $1,600. But I sure wouldn't let him go out and represent my university recruiting or doing anything else. But it's pretty obvious that Jim Delaney's not going to do anything. I mean, sometime between the Cam Newton situation and today, Jim Delaney, I lose my cell phone. He loses his conscience. I mean, he weighed in on Cam Newton like this was a terrible thing, that Auburn and the SEC weren't going to sit Cam Newton down. Now he says he's not going to do anything to Jim Tressel. I mean, grow a set, Jim Delaney. What are you doing? This is your conference everybody's laughing at.
Well, and Bruce, you brought up the SEC, and I think a lot of the other Big Ten schools besides Ohio State have looked at them and said, hey, they are the SEC school of the Big Ten. Is this just going to – can you stop this from happening at football factories? What do you think the NCAA or the Big Ten has to do to stop this kind of dealing?
I guess I'd start with a president who didn't say that he hopes the football coach won't dismiss him.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. I mean, that's where I'd start. I'd start with an athletic director who doesn't swoop in there and – spare Jim Tressel from having to answer tough questions at a press conference. You know, a guy who probably had the engine running on his luxury car so he could get over to Indianapolis and eat ice cream on the fifth floor of the Westin Hotel while he's picking teams for the NCAA tournament. I might start with those two things. I might start with a board of trustees that would say, I don't care whether we take a hit in football. I might start there. I might start with letting all my recruits free from their national letter of intent because 2 weeks before signing day, when they knew they were sitting on an absolute NCAA storm, they didn't do anything to tell any of those recruits. But yet, boy, after recruiting is over, let's take aim at the SEC and over-signing, because that's a terrible thing. They signed too many recruits. Hmm. You signed 25 and didn't tell them a word about this. I mean, how can people possibly square those two things?
That is great stuff, Bruce. I mean, if you want to come on every day, we'll just have you on. Is that fair?
Well, I got news for you, fellas. After the show I did today and after the interviews I did on Feinbaum and shows around the country, you might have me camping on your doorstep looking for food.
you might need a job, right?
Absolutely right.
Well, just get a sign, go down to the four-way there, and maybe you'll get a job with the Cavaliers.
Well, you know what? I might have to play that card. That's a good idea.
Well, Bruce Hooley, this has been fantastic, and we appreciate it. And we wish you the best of luck over there.
Dealing with this, yeah.
Yes. I mean, it's a storm here. I can't imagine what it is for you. So, Bruce, thank you very much, and good luck going forward on this.
All right. Well, shout out to Illini Nation. Maybe we'll see you there in Constico on Saturday afternoon.
Sounds good. Thank you. That is Bruce Hooley from The Fan in Columbus, Ohio.